This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, August 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks rose sharply in response to July's inflation report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose nearly 535 points, or 1.6%, to close at 33,309. The S&P 500 was up about 88 points, or 2.1%, and the NASDAQ finished up 361 points, or 2.9%. The NASDAQ also entered bull market territory, up 20% from its low point in mid-June. All three indexes rallied after July's softer-than-expected 8.5% inflation reading raised investors' hopes that the Federal Reserve may soon moderate the pace of its campaign of interest rate increases. Among today's biggest gainers were tourism and travel companies that have been hit hard by the uncertainty of the pandemic recovery. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings was up more than 12%, while Royal Caribbean rose 9.8%. Financial firms also surged, led by card issuers Discover Financial Services and Capital One, each up 6%. And bond yields fell, reflecting higher prices. The 10-year Treasury note settled today at 2.786%. Elsewhere, shares of Tesla rose 3.9%, a day after regulatory disclosures revealed that CEO Elon Musk sold nearly $7 billion of company stock in recent days. After the bell, Walt Disney Company reported a better-than-expected 26% jump in quarterly revenue, driven by record results at its theme parks division and the addition of more new subscribers than projected to its Disney Plus streaming video platform. Shares rose more than 5% after hours. And a federal jury has convicted two former traders of JPMorgan Chase's precious metals desk who were charged with manipulating gold prices, also known as spoofing. In 2020, J.P. Morgan paid $920 million to settle regulatory and criminal charges against the bank over the traders' conduct. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.